Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, joined by Randall Engston. What's up, man?
Ooh, am I in trouble?
Yes. Yes, you are.
It's the only time that name comes out.
You are in trouble. You are in trouble. All right. Well, I don't know about what, but let's figure this. Let's figure this episode out. How about that? Remember when we used to do like nicknames?
Yeah. So somebody was saying we need to bring it back, but
we need to bring back the Whiskey Wednesdays. And I mean,
let's just start there. Screw the nicknames. The whiskey more.
Half of it was trying to figure out the damn name for the day.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whatever. All right, got a good episode for you guys today. We're going to talk about the unrecognized results that your clients are getting that may or may not be top of mind when they are making decisions to stick with you and or cancel their membership.
Yeah.
Because we all know that there's multitude of benefits to working out that aren't always showing up on the scale in inches and weight and fat loss. Although those are great, and those are probably one of the main reasons why your clients are there, but there's unrecognized gains, results, like, hey, I was able to hit the ball further on my golf game. I hiked that mountain with my daughter the other weekend, and it didn't, you know, I wasn't winded, you know, or I was able to chase the kids around the yard. You know, maybe it was your grandkids and you know what? My back doesn't hurt.
Yep.
And they don't always attribute that to being in better shape at the from the gym, for example, versus, you know, hey, I didn't lose that 20 pounds that I was looking to lose. And even though you've got all these other gains. And yep. So this is a chance for us to bring this to the forefront of your attention because there's discussions happening on the training floor with your coaches and the coaches are hearing these stories. Your coaches are, you know, the closest to the clients that, you know, that anybody else in the gym. And they're going to hear about these little mini wins and mini victories that your clients are having. You need to take those down as notes.
Yeah.
You need to bring that into the client's file, whether it be in your CRM or over in MindBody or over in Semi-Private Pro, there's notes in there. You need to have it. So when the time comes and you're having a consultation or an on point, or you're just meeting with somebody, bring it back up.
Yep.
Hey, so listen, Mrs. Johnson, I heard about that, about the grandkids he had last weekend. It was, sounds like you're in better shape, huh? How's that feeling? Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know what, Tim, that's right. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to not remember when the time comes. Yeah. They're making decisions on whether or not they're going to renew their membership or stick it out another month or another year with you. You better have that ammo ready because there's a lot of gains that they are unrecognized or results that they just don't attribute to the exact thing that they're getting from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a big thing. I mean, it's really kind of top of mind. Like you said, certain things, you know, movement on a scale, some of that data driven results is obviously that's a reason the data is there. It's easy to see and to recognize, but all of those little unspoken things, right? People come to us for a million different things. Quality of life, like in as a whole, can benefit from a fitness routine and working with a personal trainer, nutrition, all of that stuff. But if we only measure the success by the number on the scale or the size of their biceps or whatever, you know, that top line metric is,
I mean, size of biceps. Yeah, that's probably the top. That's got to be the top goal for
girls, for the girls, maybe. But you know, if that's all we speak to, and that's the, it almost becomes the identity, and that's all you serve. I mean, if you go back to, I think it was our previous podcast where, like, you could put your flag in the ground as that style of gym, no problem. You could be a weight loss facility, but what other contributing factors or results, you know, take place while somebody's losing weight? You know, maybe you overheard them say, oh, you know what? I just got off that medication.
Boom.
Or like sometimes those things are actually way more impactful than 5 pounds off that scale.
Sure.
Right. Or, oh, I went out with the girls and I put that dress on for the first time.
I am.
Talk about that, because that to the, it creating that emotional connection.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
5 pounds on a scale is arbitrary. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody really gives a damn what our gravitational pull to a rock is. It's how that makes you feel, right? Yeah. And that's the significance that they put on that number. Well, if your pants fit and maybe the scale didn't move, but maybe you've gained some muscle and you've lost some fat and all of a sudden now.
And that's the kicker, right? Because especially females are so tied to the scale and the weight on the scale. Yep. When you and I both know you can swap 10 pounds of fat for 10 pounds of muscle and you weigh the same, but damn, you look better.
Entirely.
You're tighter. You're more toned, if you want to use that word. And it's an education.
It's
an education because, I mean, it's rampant, right? Like women, especially women. I mean, guys too, right? It's all tied to the weight
and
necessarily the body fat.
And then they attribute success and failure to that number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not getting results, but you gain 5 pounds of muscle, lost 5 pounds of fat, and the weight's the same. Or let's just say you were into this game for 6 months and you had a client that lost 10 pounds of fat and put on 13 pounds of muscle and their weight went up.
Yeah.
But their body fat's completely dumped, right? If you don't have something like an in-body 570, right? If you don't have a eVolt or a Fit 3D scanner or these things, you can't prove that this person put on that much muscle and lost all that body fat. They're going to look at the scale. I gained weight at this damn gym.
Yep.
And now I'm out of here.
I'm going to find somewhere new.
Yep. Meanwhile, losing fat and gaining muscle, that's the holy grail. If you do that simultaneously, that's the holy grail of body composition changes. It's like, dude, you're going both ways at the same time. The scale isn't moving that much. And guys, look, this is common sense for any fitness professional, but your clients don't know this.
Yeah.
Your clients are the ones making the decisions on whether or not they're gonna stick around with you next month. You better be teaching them this stuff. And so we lean hard on the InBody here. We have track goals and we meet with our clients. We're even working with a potential new partner here that's gonna tie our nutrition plans into this thing as well. It's gonna be really slick. But I'm just saying, like if you don't know, this whole episode is about unrecognized game. You need to remind them. That's the point of this episode, is that you've got to go tell your clients, you know what, that you hiking that and getting off this medicine, that's because you've been here for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason you got the results, because you've been with us and you've been sticking it out and kicking butt for the last year with us. Like, let's keep this going.
And you paint that picture for them and you celebrate that win. And go. now they're in an emotional high point, as opposed to simply looking at a data point on a scale and saying I failed. Right. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, we talk a lot about the lifestyle versus the transactional client, right? And if you have that client who's literally just walks through the gym and they want to lose the 20 pounds, well, maybe that 20 pounds on the, you know, the scale isn't that's never really what they want, right? That's just how we decided to measure their level of success or how they've attributed it. But when you can change that perception to look at the results that you've gained, even though that number isn't where you want it yet, you can celebrate massive wins that probably are more impactful for them. If you can shift their their perception to all of those unrecognized gains, you actually build a fan and somebody who is a hell of a lot more likely to become that lifestyle client than consistently being on that cycle of win and lose based on the number of the scale.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's the greatest thing that we could do for a client is show them, hey, you know, we're doing this because this is a lifestyle. This is, you know, there, it comes with massive gains far beyond that number on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go attack some of those things. Let's go recognize some of those things. And if you can kind of build that culture into your facility, clients are going to stay a hell of a lot longer.
And those are the clients you want,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We, I don't know what episode it is, but like it hit us years ago. Oh my gosh. There is this outlier client that is they just, their goal is to come in today.
Yeah.
Their goal isn't 15 pounds of weight loss. It's basically their goal is to work out today. And if that, I mean, if you get a room full of, low, or you get a gym full of lifestyle clients, your life is better.
Mm-hmm.
Your gym is better. The vibe is better. Your client, your coach's attitude's better because they're not freaking nitpicking everything. Now, granted, you're going to have, and you should absolutely be able to perform results for those clients that have those body composition losses and gains that they're looking for. You better have that under control. But there's a whole bunch of other people on the other side of that rainbow that is just, they're just a delight to be around. Yeah. They give you energy. And so, boy, the point, again, I need to keep going back to the whole point of this episode is like, you're hearing things on the training floor, your coaches are, that needs to be brought full circle back to the attention of the person.
Absolutely.
And tying the results to what they're doing with you. Like that's really it, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they may be oblivious.
They could be completely oblivious. And that's
the
worst
position. We think they know, but they don't know.
And it's our assumption. Yeah, exactly. So. And so, yeah, when you hear those conversations, you know, oh, so-and-so hit the driving range. I was at the driving range for an hour and a half the other day. And you know,
10 yards.
I wasn't sore. You know, the next day my back didn't hurt, like all of the things that they've moved out of one seat. They're in a new seat. There's a result that took place as a byproduct of their training.
Mm-hmm.
Paint that picture for them, because if you're not, they're not thinking about it as a one-to-one attribution. And therefore at the end of when they do get to the decision of, am I sticking this membership out here or if I'm going to look somewhere else, a lot of that unrecognized potential.
Yeah.
You know, goes right out the window with it if you're not talking about it.
Yeah. Take ownership of the results that you're getting.
Take credit.
And all, yeah, take credit for it is what we're saying. So anyways, quick episode, quick and dirty.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. All right. That's it for the show, guys. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Go scoop up those unrecognized results and bring them forefront to your client's attention and you will win.
There you go.
That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.